federal government's plans to outsource visa processing has raised concerns for politicians, business owners, and experts alike. While the government argues outsourcing will decrease waiting times, those supporting the idea say it could lead to rising costs and data security issues. Farah Taufik has this story.
The federal government's decision to outsource visa processing has worried practitioners and politicians alike. The $1 billion contract is currently in contention between Visa Processing Proprietary Limited, a company fronted by Scott Briggs, a former professional colleague of Prime Minister Scott Morrison, and a joint venture between Accenture and Australia Post. Opponents' concerns include cost, job losses, the potential loss of fairness in the visa processing system, as well as data privacy concerns. Labour MP Graham Parrott says he has fundamental concerns with the outsourcing process.
I think it's open for exploitation. I think it's open for some of the Prime Minister's closest friends benefiting and no Australian benefiting, and it will send a bad message to the rest of the world.
Mr. Parrott is worried that the process will give private firms too much power.
Private firms will actually decide who comes to Australia, not the government.
And he fears the system will also favour the rich.
All visa applications should be assessed on their merits, which is actually the case now with our Commonwealth public servants. It shouldn't be based on how much profit they can generate for a private company. There'll be a two-tier system for the rich and the rest.
Those on temporary visas already struggle without the added concern of a two-tier system.
If you're on a temporary visa, employers, I know, are reluctant to invest in someone who only has a temporary visa, so that would make it hard to get a job. And I have certainly seen that there is a bit of, dare I say, racism in considering people from a culturally and linguistically diverse background when it comes to offering jobs.
Leanne Stevens, CEO of Emergical Migration and National Vice President for the Migration Institute of Australia, has concerns over data security.
We believe that there are some grave concerns in this plan relating to integrity of the processing system. We believe it will increase costs to consumers and it will make it difficult to protect sensitive data and national security.
This adds to the potential issue of increasing visa charges.
Australian visa charges are already some of the highest in the world, and it will add at least $35 per application, as we understand.
As for migration agents, she is afraid companies might replace agent services for extra profits.
Under the visa processing privatisation, companies may come out with premium services where they charge people extra money to assist them to complete forms, which we believe should more properly be being done by registered migration agents.
Carla Wilshire, CEO of Migration Council of Australia, says one of the most important aspects of a successful immigration system is having a strong link between the policy side and the operational side of the process, and worries the new system will not help with that.
I think that one of the risks in moving it out of the department into a private atmosphere is that you lose that communication capacity.
This will make any changes to visa policies difficult.
I think one of the big difficulties is every time you want to change visa policy, you're in the process of negotiation with a private actor. That's naturally going to have a cost around it.
As for decision-making, she says the use of algorithms is both a curse and a blessing.
I think that there's less opportunity, for instance, to talk to an algorithm or to provide further information to an algorithm. So to some extent, I think there's a concern there. But yes, no, I can perceive that to some extent an algorithm is also applied very uniformly irrespective of where somebody... some of the information in the profile, might trigger something in someone in terms of the human bias.
Lisa Newman, Deputy National President of the CPSU, says by outsourcing, the government is creating a monopoly in the immigration processing market.
One company is going to get this, so they are going to have a complete monopoly on that processing system.
However, she's more concerned about the job losses.
We think 2,000 jobs at least are at risk, and these are 2,000 permanent public servant jobs.
She says while she agrees with the government that more investment is needed to improve the system, privatisation is not the answer.
We agree that there needs to be more investment in IT infrastructure and the visa processing system. Where we disagree is where that investment comes from. We believe that it needs to come from the department, and the department needs to retain control of all of these systems and not allow private sector companies to make massive profits off them.
Department of Home Affairs as well as Minister Dutton's office were contacted for the story but declined to comment.
That story was by Farah Taufik.